SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former FBI Director James Comey has pleaded not guilty to lying to Congress 5 years ago. Comey was set to make his first court appearance today in a Justice Department criminal case, accusing him of being dishonest in testimony to Congress. In Portland, months of nightly demonstrations and protests at U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement facilities continued last night. In June, police declared a riot, and there have been smaller clashes since then. At a news conference on KATU in Portland yesterday, Police Chief Bob Day said he wants to coordinate an increased police presence with any federal response.
As I explained to the secretary today, you know, we're managing an entire city here, and so we prioritize to the best of our ability the resources we have to meet those demands. And frankly, we need more. We need more. And not only do we need more police officers, but we need other areas to support to deal with crime.
That is Portland Police Chief Bob Day. He says he had a personal conversation with Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. As with the Nobel Prize for Physics, three scientists now share the 2025 Nobel Prize in Chemistry.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has today decided to award the 2025 Nobel Prize in Chemistry to Susumu Kitagawa, Kyoto University, Japan, Richard Robson, University of Melbourne, Australia, and Omar Jagi, University of California, Berkeley, USA, for the development of metal organic frameworks.
In making today's announcement, that was Professor Hans Ellegrund, Secretary General of the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences. After some takebacks yesterday, the major indexes are doing well on Wall Street so far today. It's the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 175 right now, the NASDAQ up about 180. This is SRN News. Christians around the world are celebrating William Tyndale, the legendary Bible translator, died in October in 2025, marks the 500th anniversary of his first publication.
22 chapters of the Gospel according to Matthew. For the first time, common people in England were able to read the scriptures in their own language. Tyndale was under constant threat from the authorities for his English translations, and he ended his life by being convicted of heresy and executed in 1536.
That's correspondent Michael Harrington reporting. 2 years after the devastating Hamas attack on Israel, 7 in 10 American Jews now say they believe they are less secure than a year ago. That's according to a survey from the American Jewish Committee. About 9 in 10 Jews say anti-Semitism in this country has increased over the past 5 years. When asked whether they have avoided specific actions out of fear of anti-Semitism, 56% say they had avoided at least one. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Amid economic uncertainty, the price of gold, which yesterday topped $4,000 an ounce for the first time, continues to climb. The precious metal trading up nearly $58 at $4,062.10. The U.S. dollar has risen against the euro, thanks to upheavals in France and also against the Japanese yen. Tesla has been a drag on the market, tumbling 4.4%. After it unveiled cheaper versions of two of its electric car models. The stock gave back most of its gains from the previous day when speculation built after Tesla hinted at a coming product announcement. Oracle is struggling of late. It fell 2.5% following a news report suggesting that it's achieving thin profit margins in a key business line related to artificial intelligence technology. I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.